Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 5th. Happy Resurrection Day. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. As we rejoice in the gift of a new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is Isaiah 35, which is a vision of God's restoration, and there are hints at the new heavens and the new earth. And in verse 8, there is a highway there, a highway called holiness. And on this highway, only those who are clean because of what Jesus has done will be able to walk in that way. Isaiah 35 in the New American Standard Bible. The wilderness and the desert will rejoice, and the desert will shout for joy and blossom like the crocus. It will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy and jubilation. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the exhausted and make the feeble strong. Say to those with anxious heart, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The retribution of God will come, but he will save you. Then the eyes of those who are blind will be opened, and the ears of those who are deaf will be unstopped. Then those who limp will leap like a deer, and the tongue of those who cannot speak will shout for joy. But waters will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place. Grass becomes reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway. It will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for the one who walks that way. And fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious animal go up on it. They will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there, and the redeemed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with joyful shouting, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Sandra McCracken, the singer-songwriter who was with us a few weeks and months back, sings a song called God's Highway, and I thought about it as I read Isaiah 35. Here are some of the lyrics. Fear not, keep on, watch and pray, walk in the light of God's highway. Listen to this prayerful response. I'm holding on to you, Lord. You're holding on to me. I'm holding on to you, Lord. You're holding on to me. Fear not. Keep on, watch and pray, walk in the light of God's highway. Our second reading is Acts chapter 13, verses 36 through 43. Remember the context. We are with Paul on the first missionary journey, and he is in Pisidian Antioch. And on the Sabbath day, he stands to preach God's word to the people in the synagogue or the meeting place. And in this section of his sermon, he is going to contrast David with Jesus. David, who was buried after he died and his body saw decay, and Jesus, who died but was raised again and did not see decay, and through whom we have forgiveness of sins. Acts 13, starting in verse 36. For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation, fell asleep and was buried among his fathers and underwent decay. But he whom God raised did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brothers, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through him everyone who believes is freed from all things, from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. Therefore, see that the thing spoken of in the prophets does not come upon you. Look, you scoffers, and be astonished, and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, though someone should describe it to you. As Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people repeatedly begged to have these things spoken to them the next Sabbath. Now when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and the God-fearing proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who were speaking to them and urging them to continue in the grace of God. Our reading from Psalms is Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2. How lovely are your dwelling places, Lord of armies! My soul longed and even yearned for the courtyards of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. And now let us enter a time of intercession. Today we bring before you on this Sunday, Lord, all that we have before us. We carry so many things, or we allow ourselves to be burdened down with busyness. But you call us to yourself. You remind us of our dependence upon you. And so we ask for rest, renewal, and refocusing. Help us to look to Jesus. In our mind's eye, may he be graphically displayed before us. His beautiful life, his sacrificial death, and his triumphant resurrection. We pray for the world and its needs. We pray for those in foreign lands who would desire to have the same prosperity that we seem to encounter here in the United States. Help us, Lord, not to take for granted the many gifts that you have provided. We pray for the church around the world, and especially today in Canada, as our pastor and our associate minister have come back from their trip in Canada. Would you continue to do your work in your world? Be with all those who are pastoring and ministering in churches today. Bless our president and all the leaders. And now we lift to you in our hearts all those who have any kind of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.